Four, I bet.
Oh, thank you. I'm just going to shake so much I'll spill it, so I don't know about this. I haven't passed out in a long time in a service, so it's okay. But each of us have heard those scriptures, I'm sure, many times, but only the good parts of those scriptures. We like to kind of pick and choose what we read in church and on Sunday mornings and that. But I think that those scriptures sum up the entire Old and New Testaments, the Hebrew scriptures as well as the Greek scriptures that we read. And I like to concentrate on those ones constantly with my military members. Because I said, if you know nothing about the Bible, if you know nothing about God, do you like me in the light or can I wander around? Oh, good. Okay. All right. I can wander. As long as you can hear me. Okay. If the mic stops, let me know. But I think if they can only learn these three principles, these three main principles, they're set. Because Jesus said everything else rests upon these understandings. All right? What was the first scripture? Who was listening? That was all of 5 minutes ago. It's going to be a test. I'm looking at the choir because they always listen. Oh, no. Okay. All right. Bad minister. Okay. All right. As I said, I'm not used to crowds. I'm used to like three or four guys at a time. You're making me nervous. This is my congregation at the chapel. We have about 22 people that come out every Sunday. I'm comfortable here. Well, forget about them. How about this? And you could ask my wife. She usually sits in the front row. Her feet touch mine as I'm wandering, and she kicks me back up to the pulpit. Right? They think I'm exaggerating, but no, it's true. I stand like this. That'd be a little intimidating. Is it Jennifer, your minister here? Does she do this to you all the time? Never. Oh, my. And the musician said they just want to hide in the back, and I think, no, I won't do that. Okay. But we have the first story about Abram and his wife Sarai, because he hasn't become Abraham yet. Sarah has not gone from Sarai to Sarah because they haven't had a child. That's important. Hasn't had a child yet. So Abraham trusts in God. I said that's the biggest part of following what God wants in your life. You got to trust God. So in the military, the guys don't understand trust. That's a weird word for them, but they remember chain of command. Anybody heard that term? Chain of command. When they're given an order, they do what they're told. So I said, God's giving you an order. You got to trust God. God said to Abraham, you're going to go where I tell you and do what I tell you to do, and I will bless you. Hey, I like that. Chain of command in the military, if you do what the commander tells you, if you do what the officers above you, the NCMs above you, if you follow orders, hopefully everything will work out and we'll all go home alive. They understand that. So I say, God wants to bless you if you will follow God. And why does God bless us? Because he loves us? Yeah, absolutely. But why does God bless us? Any other answers? I don't want to be quick with this. I want you guys to work at it. Uh-oh, you're not used to working at church? Okay, come on. Sorry? Because we're his children. Absolutely. Absolutely. But the real reason, if you read that verse, I'll read it for you again. See, this is why it's not up on the screen, eh? We don't have the scriptures on the screen? Okay. It says, okay, I'll make you a great nation. Chapter 2, Genesis chapter 26, it says, I will bless you, and I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. All right? Now, God does love us. Yes, we are God's children, but if we're blessed and we're selfish, that's wrong. If we're blessed and we say, I'm blessed because I'm the greatest, we're wrong. If we're blessed by God, we need to take that blessing and share it with others. So I love this part. This is the key to the whole thing, is God blesses us so that we can be a blessing to God or to the people around us on God's behalf. Because what is it? We are God's hands. We are God's feet. We are God's eyes and ears in the community. And they get that, the guys in the military, they get that right on. They go, yeah, like if I do my job and the guy beside me does his job, we're all good. We're all safe. We do our stuff. We can all protect you. We get through it together. And that's what God wanted. He wanted the world to work together. I think God sometimes sits up there in the world, looking down on the world, and cries because we don't share enough. We hoard what we have, our possessions, our money, our land. God up here this morning and thanked the Comox Nation. Or, sorry, in Comox, it's thanking the Comox Nation. Who's the natal group here? Qualicum. Okay. Yeah, so we thank them for being caretakers of this land. They said, God, you blessed us with this land. We're going to take care of it for future generations. And we give them thanks. Or you did this morning, first thing, as we met. Blessed to be a blessing. Because if they didn't take care of this land, we wouldn't be here right now. We'd be somewhere else. Okay, that's the first one. Everybody got point one? There's only three. Now, they said I had 3 hours, too. 1 hour. Okay. All right. Okay, first point. It's done. All right. Second reading. I like this one. The case against Israel. That's the subtitle in the Bible. It's great. All right. So God says he's setting up court for Israel. Now, Abraham. When did Abraham start? Before Israel even was around, right? It was just Abraham and Sarai. That's the beginning of the nation of Israel. They don't get formed until Moses comes along hundreds of years later. But now they're a nation, and they're a nation in decline. Okay, so we've got the prophet now, Micah. Anybody heard of Micah? Okay, good, good, good. And he has a horrible time right now because God isn't giving him, hey, I'm going to bless you, you're going to be great, and you're going to be a blessing to everybody. He's going, you guys have messed up. You guys have done wrong. Again, when I meet the guys and we do services, they get that. They know we made mistakes. Padre, we need your forgiveness. We need communion. We want to be forgiven by God. We want God's grace. I said, yeah. And so God in the Micah said, we're going to set up a tribunal. Who is the judges in this tribunal? Who's judging them? Does anybody remember? You guys, I'm telling you, I don't know. Pardon? Oh, no, don't jump ahead. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. We're still in the prophet of Micah. We're 1,000 years from that. Okay, close. You're ahead. Keep that answer, though. Keep that answer. We need that later. All right. Who's judging them? Pardon? The mountain. Oh, look at that. See, he's quiet in the back until he's got it, right? He says, you stand here and the mountains and the hills lay testament because they were here when you arrived and they remember what you did. Just like the First Nation says, as long as the sun rises and sets, as long as the water flows from the mountain, this is a treaty we have with you. They use that eternal language. And that's what Micah said. The land cries out to say that you've done wrong. And what did they do wrong? Who knows? Anyway, they didn't trust God. Abraham was told, trust God and I'll bless you and you'll be a blessing. They got so well off that they stopped trusting God and they started trusting themselves. And when we trust ourselves, what happens? Or at least with me, I fail. If I go in thinking I got all the answers, that's the first time I'm going to get stumped and, oh no, what am I going to do? I have to trust God to help me in all circumstances, in all things. That's important. So what does he say? It comes down to the end of the verse here. It says, would the Lord be pleased? And he goes through all the different things that we're supposed to do, okay? So shall I come before the Lord? When I bow before God on high, should I come with him with burnt offerings, with year-old calves? Because that's what Cain and Abel did, right? Everybody, we built an altar, we'll slaughter an animal, we'll burn. It's great barbecue. No, I'm just, okay. God says, I don't want burnt offerings. Nope, don't want that. Don't want that at all. What's the next thing? He says, would the Lord be pleased with 1,000 rams? Maybe it's because I just offered one. Maybe I should bring 1,000 rams. Think God's happy with that? Nope. Okay. Then he says, maybe 10,000 rivers of oil. Oil is valuable. It's not like the oil. They use oil to cook with. They use oil to light their lamps. Nothing functioned without. It'd be like kerosene, I guess, if you're camping, you know, the lanterns and your cook stoves and things. Everything. If we give 10,000 rivers of oil, would that satisfy God? What do you think? No? No? All right. Well, this one will work, I'm sure. Shall I present my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Who tried that? Abraham tried that. I love that story. Oh my goodness, I read that. I think, oh my goodness. I can imagine Abraham going up the mountain with his son. Hey, come on with me. I say, here we go. Well, let's go up here. And gets up there. What are we doing? Oh, we're just going to build an altar, have an offering. And he goes, sure, everything. We'll build that altar, set all those rocks up there. They work hard. It's 2 p.m. and we're sweating. He goes, Dad, you made a mistake. And Abraham goes, what do you mean? You forgot the sacrifice. Where's the lamb? You're the lamb. And he puts him down on the altar, ties him up. I don't know. Close your ears. You don't want to hear this. You know, picks up the knife. He's about ready. But what did God do? God provided a lamb. He stopped him and said, no, I don't want that. So Israel knows that's the answer. God doesn't want your firstborn. He doesn't want your firstborn. What does the Lord require of you? To do justice. Sorry, I'm hearing the voice echo. To do justice. What's the second thing? Love kindness. Third thing? Oh, I'm glad. So obviously you have attended church once in a while. Usually the military guys don't get that, okay? Because I got to see. God wants us to love justice, to seek mercy, or to provide mercy, and to walk humbly with God. That's it. Easy peasy. Israel, get your act together, or you're done. And Israel crumbled because they didn't trust in God. They weren't doing that. They were out for themselves. They fought against each other. Forgot to put my stole on. Supposed to do that. Supposed to take on the mantle of God when I preach. So we have the stole. So that brings us to the New Testament. Who was answering for the New Testament earlier? Over here. Okay, good. All right, let's go with that. All right, so we have the New Testament reading. Okay? New Testament reading has people trying to trap Jesus. So first people come at him are the Sadducees. Just great. Oh, no. Sorry. Herodians? This is where I should use my notes. Yeah. Anyway, they come up and they ask him questions. There's three questions. Bible loves threes. Be weary if things happen in threes. If three people tell you to do something independent, do it. Okay, if your mom tells you to do three things in a like same thing three times, you better do it because there's not going to be a fourth time. Okay, you're going to your room. All right. So in threes, Jesus asks three questions. He stumps them every, like he shuts them down every time. They try to trap him. First group, they're asking about, or one of the groups, I might mix them up. One of the groups asks about eternal life. Who here believes in eternal life? A couple people. Couple of people do. Okay, back in Jesus' time, there were two groups. There were Sadducees and there were Pharisees, and the one group believed, one group didn't believe in eternal life. One group believed you lived eternally through your children. That's why Abraham not having a son, and when he did have a son, his name was changed. It's dramatic. Your son is you living forever. Why is it your son that's so important? Because women were property. Oh, somebody's listening. Most people have fallen asleep by now. That's right. I don't know. Has anybody lived through the suffrage? Women getting the vote? Women being able to be parliamentarians? I know you're all young here, but some of you might remember that. I don't know. When did that happen? In the 1500s? I don't know. It was a long time ago. My wife's cringing. Chris, come on. I'm waiting for somebody to correct me, but nobody's going to do it. Were you there? No, we won't go there. All right. So you have Jesus saying, no, you are eternal beings. You're not given in marriage. You're going to be like the angels. You're going to be given new bodies. You're going to have a new existence. Marriage is irrelevant when you have that sort of body. You're a celestial being, eternal. Question. If you ask, is there eternal life? Jesus says it right here, there is. Okay, so he shuts them down. And they asked about marriage, all that sort of stuff, all good things. They tried to trap him over and over again. Then finally he says, what is the greatest commandment? Because they're pretty good at this stuff now. They've been studying the Bible for a long time. What's the greatest commandment? Very good. All right, you got it. Love the Lord your God with all your strength, with all your soul, with all your mind. Trinity, three things again. Our strength, our intellect, our soul, our heart. Okay? But he doesn't stop there. Why do we do that? Somebody already said it. What's the second part of that? Second verse, second part of that. Great. That's exactly it. We love God and we emulate God so we can love others. That almost sounds familiar. What was Abraham? What did Abraham say? What did God say to Abraham? I will bless you so you can be a blessing. And what does Jesus say? You will be loved. You love me. You follow me. And love your neighbor as you want me to love you. Pretty simple. Anybody can get that. There you go. The whole Bible in 20 minutes. Not bad. Not bad. Okay. So those three things. I focus on that because if they get those three core messages, when they open their Bible, every story in the Bible focuses on those things. God blessing us so we can help others. What does God require to walk humbly with God? Seek justice, love mercy, walk humbly with God. Love God, and then love your neighbors as you want to be loved. Pretty simple. That's all we need to know. Just a few thoughts this morning as we gather for worship. We'll continue with the next hymn.